think invisible ink, or a gink with a stink, or a stare through the sky. If you open your mind, oh, the things you will find, lining up to get loose. Oh, the things you can think when you think about Zeus.
The IU Festival Theater brings Dr. Seuss's wonderful stories and characters to dramatic musical life on the Wells Met stage. Seussicals creators Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens have chosen the Horton the Elephant stories of courage and faithfulness, along with the references to the Circus McGurkus, the Butter Battles, and Green Eggs and Ham. The engaging Jason Craig West is the show's ringmaster as the Cat in the Hat. Christian Ferry is a sympathetically heroic figure as the keen-eared Elephant Horton, who hears the cries of the people of Whoville, and is the faithful Horton who sits on that abandoned egg. Andrew Menken is Jojo, the brave teenager who rallies all of Whoville to save that small speck of life. And Courtney Reed Harris is the strong-singing, silly Maisie LaBird, who abandons that egg. The blues-belting Mary Beth Black is the sour kangaroo leading the Wickersham brothers against Horton. The brothers, Chad Singer, Robert Toms, and Scott Van Wy, were scary as scooter riders and funny as clowns. The empathetic Gertrude McFuzz, Samantha Lee Mason, was touchingly supportive of Horton. Her bird girls, Megan Faddis, Caitlin Mays, and Jenny McPherson, were always colorful, graceful additions to every scene. The pace of the IU Festival Theater's Seussical is a boisterous one. I sometimes had a hard time figuring out if I was in the more or less real world of Horton or in the mini-world of The Who. Perhaps that's why I'm only now mentioning Cameron Mullen, the scary General Schmitz who recruits the hapless Jojo for the Butter Battle, and the outstanding Caitlin Louise Smith, who plays the mother that sends Jojo off to the military as an antidote for his too active imagination. Seussical, directed and choreographed by George Pinney, is a very active production that shows off the talents and the skills of the IU Musical Theater program. The music, directed by Terry LaBolt, ranges from the raggy sounds of the 20s to the rock and roll of more recent shows. It can be loud. Saturday afternoon, the opening number was just too loud for me, and there was just too much energy, too many things going on. But then things smoothed out. Colorful and varied costumes abounded. The IU Festival Theater's delightful production of Seussical continues through August 16th. And indeed, oh, the things you can think. If you'd like to continue this conversation about theater, my email is glwalker@indiana.edu, and you can tweet me at @classicalgw. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.